Welcome to Maseches Beitza, Perek Dal, Mishnah of Chapter 4, Mishnah 1. It says the Mishnah, HaMevi Kadayayin, a person that's transporting barrels, pitchers of wine on Yantif, Mimakom Lamakom, from one place to another, we're talking about where he's in a permissible area within the Tchom, within 2,000 Amos outside the city, Levim Besal B'Kupa, he shouldn't transport them with using a Sal or a Kupa, which are large baskets, because that appears as if he's doing commerce, doing something which is more weekday focused. But he could bring it out Kasefa, he could carry it on his shoulder, Eilafanav, or he could hold it in his hands in front of him. Similarly, says in Mishnah, similarly, one who brings straw, a big basket full of straw, and he wants to use it, let's say, to start a fire, he wants to feed it to his animal. He shouldn't carry it on his back, because that's the way that it's done in the weekdays. But he can carry it in his hand, which is normal, which is an abnormal way of carrying it. And that would be permissible. Says the Mishnah, it's permissible to start taking from a large bundle or pile of straw to use it for fire, to start a fire, even though the fellow did not prepare this before Yantif. But it's prohibited for him to take from the large wood pile that's in the Muktzah, that's in the backyard of his house, that he plans on, that he's put aside. So there's different explanations on what this Mishnah actually means. And the Gemara gives this explanation. One of them is that this is going according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that normally there's an Isser of Muktzah, of using things that were not pre-set or set aside before Shabbos or Yantif. Therefore, you're not allowed to use the wood that's inside of this pile in one's backyard, because a person doesn't plan on using this wood for firewood. However, the large bundle of straw, that's talking about a large bundle of straw, which is not doing so well, it's starting to rot, and therefore the fellow inevitably would use it for firewood or to start a fire, therefore it's permissible to use it on Yantif. Let's see one more Mishnah Beis, Mishnah 2. It says in Mishnah, Einoitim Eitzim in HaSukkah. One may not remove wood from their hut. This doesn't mean a sukkah only on sukkahs. Guy has a hut in his backyard and he needs some wood, so he wants to take out some of the pieces of wood. It's prohibited to do that because it's like you're destroying something, deconstructing something. Ella, it's permissible min HaSamachlaf. There's pieces of wood that are supported on this particular shack. Then one may remove those pieces of wood because they're not attached to it. Says the Mishnah, Mevim Eitzim, one may bring single pieces of wood, min asada, all the way from the field to use it for a fire, min amechunas, from the wood that he gathered before Yantif, and obviously it has to be within the Tchum Shabbos, within 2,000 amos outside the city. Umin HaKarfeif, one can bring it from a large enclosed area outside the city. Afilu min amefuzer, he may even gather the sticks or the pieces of wood that are scattered, because anything that's in the karfaf is permissible. Says the Mishnah, Ezu karfaf. What's a karfaf? Kol she samach la'ir. Anything that is near the city, then a person has intent to use it for yantif. Divi Rabbi Yehuda, these are words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, it has to be a surrounded area that one needs to use a key in order to get to it. Even if it is so distant that one needs to go all the way to the almost to the end of Tchum Shabbos, 2,000 amos outside the city. The halacha is that it's still permitted to use it for his firewood on Yantif. Wishing you a great day. Wishing you a wonderful upcoming week.